Well, some angry Jaguars as they left the field here at M&T Bank Stadium today after a 20-12 loss to the playoff-contending Baltimore Ravens. Hi, everybody. Brian Sexton with your rapid recap in the aftermath of the Jaguars' 20-12 loss to those Ravens. You know, today was about the offense and their inability to get things done. They moved the ball just fine, but they missed a red zone opportunity, went backwards with back-to-back sacks a few times today, and overall squandered the chance that a pretty strong defense gave them to stay in the game.
We're not into moral victories. We're into victories. We're into victories. That's what we're after. And we got to figure this out and keep challenging our guys. But it is competitive. We're challenging them, and we're seeing guys step it up. But it's not enough. It's not enough. And so we go back to work. We got a short week, and we challenge them once again.
I think something's wrong with you if you go out and lose like that and you're not frustrated. I think it's definitely the right emotion to have. And we have a special team that can really go learn from this, be frustrated, be upset about it, care about it, go learn from it and recover quickly and move on.
You know, we put some good drives together, but, you know, it doesn't matter if we're not finishing. And, you know, field goals are great, but, you know, touchdowns are what we're, you know, what it's all about. And, you know, we just didn't do that.
It's tough to imagine that the defense isn't frustrated. After all, they only gave up 13 points. They held the Ravens to under 100 yards rushing and didn't really let Joe Flacco beat them down the field deep. If they could have gotten some help, any help from the offense today, the outcome could have been very different. But to a man, the defense says they're firmly behind their offensive brothers.
All those limb players we have, we asking them to speed up the process. And so they went against a top 10 defense in this league today, and they did the best they could. They got to lick their wounds. They're going to have to put it behind them, and we're going to have to move forward.
A few game notes for you. Josh Scobie connected on 4 field goals for all of the Jaguars' points. 2 of those were from greater than 50 yards, the first time he's done that in a game since 2011. A couple of injuries of note. Marquise Lee had his hand x-rayed. We don't know the results of that at this time. And Blake Bortles suffered a sprained right foot. He said it wasn't too bad. We'll find out. The Jaguars obviously have a very short turnaround, hosting the Tennessee Titans at Everbank Field on Thursday Night Football in just a couple of days. The Jaguars fall for the 12th time this season, 20-12 to the Baltimore Ravens. With your rapid recap, I'm Brian Sexton.